day to day. That's all they told me. So just trying to do the rehab and ice and all this other wild stuff they have me doing, you know, and just take it day by day.
Did you practice at all today?
No. No. Then I'll be going backwards. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not a surgery guy, so, you know, I'd rather do all the other stuff that I can do to not have it. I don't really know where that came from, to be honest with you, but, you know, I went to talk to him and let him assess it, let him see it himself for that reason, because I'm not a surgery guy, and, you know, I didn't think I did anything that major to really need it, but, you know, he's a specialist. The change, I mean, it's just nothing really. I mean, I've known a lot of these guys, you know, been around a long time. Like I said, Grant's my neighbor back in Orlando, so, you know, a couple of guys I know. And I mean, in the business, like, it's very rare where you come to a team and you're not accepted or they don't try to make you feel comfortable. You know, I think that's usually the easiest thing, just feeling comfortable. The hardest thing is more so just getting acclimated to their style of play, their calls or whatnot, particularly during the year. You know, when you go through a season, you go through training camp learning one style of play, one particular way to do things or calls, and then you come and do something different. That's usually the toughest thing. And, you know, the guys, coaches made it easy. I'm one guy, you know, I like to ask a lot of questions, you know, so I know and I catch on a lot easier, particularly when you're, you know, it's during the season and, you know, try to help. The three of us try to help each other with that. You know, that's the easiest way. And they're going to be out there in the fire, so. You know, I just try to listen and you know, I ask the question on the side and try to translate to those guys.
I know you said you want to take it slow, but does the competitor in
you? Oh, man, that's why I was out there getting shots up. I had to ask for permission to get shots up first, but, you get here and you want to help this team. You know, you look around and, you know, just watching them practice, you know, you can see the potential. You know, it's just great to see those guys out there. And, you know, you're kind of just sitting out there like the little kid just waiting to be old enough to get a chance to play with the big guys. So, sooner, hopefully, than later. But, you know, like the doctor said, just be smart about your injury, and it's all about long term.
You do get to play tomorrow night in Miami Heat. You know them. Stuff you see.
Very athletic team. You know, each guy, the trio, is very capable of going for big numbers and taking over a game individually. So, most important is just challenge the shot, and making them work on defense. You know, you're not going to shut one of them down, you're not going to shut two of them down. You're definitely not going to shut all three of them down. So you just hope you hope they have a mediocre night and hope we're on.
Can you talk about your initial reaction to the training staff?
I like the beer, man.
Thank you.
Nice.
You too.
they're very hands-on, very particular about their work and their in their studies. So, you know, I felt comfortable coming in. And of course, what better place to come in, you know, to deal with an injury. And, you know, when you consider one of the older guys in the league and, you know, he's old, he's this, and that, you know, you come here and, you know, it's like the fountain of youth around here. So, you know, I'm all ears.
What do you think about Steve Nash being the fountain of youth, just, you know, making the game easier for guys?
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, just like this, the way, you know, you've heard for years and years, once guys hit their 30 plus, you know, they're usually on their downfall and they're this and that. You know, it comes from you guys, but whatever. you know, and you see these guys still coming up here playing. You know, I think Steve Nash got back-to-back MVP titles 30 plus. You know, see what I'm saying? Grant's playing unbelievable basketball at 30 plus. So, you know, it's a credit to the staff. And at the same time, it's a credit to Steve making it easy for everybody. I mean, he has a God-given ability just to do what he does and, you know, also do what he does for other people, other players. So, you know, he's definitely a gift.
Do you think we have a full appreciation with, like, other guys around the league for, you know, the idea of playing with him, you know, that opportunity to play with him?
Do I think you guys have
Do you think people understand how much guys, you know, would like to play with a guy?
I think you guys being here often have a better idea than the masses. Yes, exactly. But at the same time, it's nothing not like being out there. I think if you put you guys in a real game and you sit there, you'd get a lot of open shots. Particularly good defensive teams would probably leave you open just because that's just the way it goes. But my point is that, I mean, he still makes sure you get an easy shot. And that's just from, you know, playing against them, scouting, against him, you know, having to defend him and so on and so forth. And just watching him today, I mean, it's just his vision. He's fearless with the ball. And I think everybody else trusts that he's going to make the right play. And if you're open, you're going to get the ball. So you feel that you need to be ready when that situation comes. So I think that's where it all kind of correlates together. I hope I explained that right.
What's the specific diagnosis?
Oh, no, you're asking the wrong guy for that.
Lon talked about a quad tendon thing on the radio this morning.
He did? Yeah. There you go. I think from one thing I did hear that they're treating it as a quad strain, not a sprain, strain. So I think the methods and techniques they're going to heal is kind of how they're going to approach it. After that, I'm like this. I didn't listen. So that's the quad strain.
Relieved to hear that it wasn't going to need surgery?
Absolutely. No, I'm not a surgery guy. You never want to get that. And he's like, oh, yeah, you'll be out, 4 weeks or something like that. I was like, that's all well and good, but, you know, you never want to go into the knife. It's just the rehab and everything you got to go to get back. It's just so frustrating. I mean, and particularly when you're on a new team, you know, you just don't – I want to get out there and play and just be me and do what I do and bring my abilities to this team. So, you know, so luckily I don't have to worry about that.
And is it going to be your decision when you come back?
Kind of collectively. I've always believed, yeah, it's how I feel. I go out there, but, you know, as an athlete, you tend to go out there and compensate to get by, and I'm going to leave it up to them as well to kind of, you know, watch me play and, you know, see if I'm doing what I need to do and if I look well enough to play. But, you know, they're going to have a fight on their hands. And, when I'm feeling pretty good, I'm like, hey, I can get by.
How long do you think that's going to be?
I have no idea. It's day to day just because, well, I will say this. The swelling that I had when I first got here in the knee and the first day they worked on me from this morning has gone down significantly. Once you get swelling out, that's how you heal. Not that I'm a medical specialist, but I ask questions and I've learned over the years, you know, that's kind of what happens. And, you know, and I feel better today than I did yesterday, a lot better. And I'm able to do more. You know, now it's just all about just building the strength back up, you know, and, you know, then go out there and just, you know, you always have to prove that you can go. So, you know, I'm okay with that.
I might have missed this, Vince, but what were you able to do today in practice? Were you able to go 5-on-5?
No, not today. They won't allow me to do any of that. You know, they just want to make sure to get all the swelling out. Once the swelling's gone, then I can go forward with that.
So just light shooting and some training?
Yeah, I kind of did the shooting on my own. Just show these guys, hey, I'm going out. I still got it. No, okay. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, he's just light shooting. Treatment and stability and all that stuff they do here.
Okay. This is your fourth medical staff. Are these guys really that much better than?
No, see, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. No, but they're very good. They're well known around the league. It's so funny because when I was traded here, the Orlando staff said you're going to be in good hands, and they're very good. So, you know, they're known for it, and, you know, so I feel comfortable.
Is it different?
Their approach is different, and it's work for them. So why change? You know, they have. You know, a lot of guys has proven that their methods work, so why change? And, you know, there again, you know, with something like this that they specialize in, and the doctor that I met with specializes in, I would definitely seek out to talk to them anyway. So, hey, nothing better than actually being here. No, I'll leave that to those guys who want to do it. Well, year by year, let's go like that. You guys still, I still can't get used to this. I'm sorry. This feels heavier. You know, 25 feels heavier than 15.